the phone with me today is Chloe Smith, General Manager and co-owner of Townsite Brewing in Powell River, as well as board member of the BC Craft Brewers Guild and the Canadian Craft Brewers Association. Chloe, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Absolutely. Thanks for including me.
So to start off, maybe you could tell us a little bit about yourself, your brewery, and your role on those two boards.
So I started brewing professionally in 2003. I moved out to Montreal for a job, and I spent about 8 years brewing out there, and I met my husband there. We wrote a business plan and took it back to Saskatoon to try and open a brewery, which didn't work, which we're very thankful for, and we ended up moving out to Powell River to join a bunch of people that had an idea to open a brewery out here. And so that was in 2012. And now I am the general manager. My husband takes care of the brewing aspect of our business. And I just really like administrating for some reason. And so I got involved with both the BC Craft Brewers Guild and the National Board when it was formed.
And when was that National Board formed?
In 2018. So it's still very, very new.
Yeah, interesting. So maybe you can tell me a little bit about the BC Beer Conference this year, specifically the donation that came out of it.
Mm-hmm. So we have been talking for a couple of years about how important it is to diversify our workforce and our customer base. And this year, we just really went for it and said, you know what, we have to make this the priority. And so we held the first morning was actually a workshop and seminar on diversity and inclusion, and we decided that the half of the proceeds from the ticket sales of the conference would go to funding the Inclusion and Anti-Discrimination Committee that we have formed as part of the National Association.
Yeah, and can you tell me a little bit more about that first keynote speech? Ren Navarro, I believe, was the presenter of the Beer Diversity. What was that like? What were some of the topics that were covered?
So Ren has been running her company since, I want to say 2016, and she, or 2018 maybe, and she consults with different people in the industry about how they can diversify their businesses. And so she talked to us a lot about just really paying attention to who's not in our business right now, and how we can attract them to come in. And then once we have them, once we have their attention, how we can work to really make sure that we are including. Because there's one thing to diversify your workforce and your marketplace, but if you don't also add the component of inclusivity, then you'll just lose them again anyway. So,
yeah, so when we talk about discrimination or inclusion in BC craft brewing, what does it mean? How does that manifest in this particular industry? Like you say, it has to kind of go beyond the numbers and talk about inclusion and equity as well. What does that look like?
What does it look like at the moment or ultimately? Sorry, can you clarify the question?
Yeah. Kind of maybe what are the goals? What are we driving towards?
Well, I don't think it's a secret that our industry is predominantly male and predominantly white, and that just is really not representative of you know, Canadian communities. I think the statistic is that 30% of our demographic is between the age of 20 and 60, and you know, Caucasian males. And so for us to have this really sort of one-sided community is not representative of Canadians. And so we're just striving to have more diverse people in the industry.
And is this, to your knowledge, the first attempt to address the issue head on?
Well, because we didn't have a national association until very recently, you know, people were doing it sort of alone and on their own. So it's hard to really sort of gauge the impact that it was having and how much work was being done. So I would say it's the first organized effort.
Yeah, so I like you mentioned just now, it's hard to kind of gauge without that national oversight. But have you personally heard of any local or regional initiatives that were kind of exciting that are in the works or have already happened that prioritize equity, diversity, and inclusion?
Yeah, any number of things actually. We have a history in our industry of collaborating, and so lots of people have collaborated in different ways. And there is an initiative that started in the States but has spread around the world called Black is Beautiful, which is a label basically that and a recipe that people can brew the beer and use the label and then donate partial proceeds to Black Lives Matter movements or organizations that that help the BIPOC communities.
Off the top of your head, do you know which breweries are currently doing that or have recently done that in BC?
In British Columbia, I don't have a list of people that do it, but I believe you can find it on Black is Beautiful website.
Okay, thank you. And I'm curious to know, does your own experience in the industry, a traditionally male-dominated field, impact your work on this issue? Is this part of the reason it's a priority for you?
Yes, definitely. I certainly have been talking about this since I got into the industry, trying to, you know, convince people that it was a priority. I think it goes further than that for me, though. I think it's just a really lived experience that we've been living in a society that has, you know, systemic sexism, racism, trans and homophobia just built into it, and I always have felt that that was an issue and something that needed to be addressed.
Yeah. So, in addition to this donation to the Inclusion and Anti-Discrimination Committee, what are some of the other steps the Guild is currently making or plans to make towards addressing issues of EDI?
So, at the national level, we have formed this committee, and we've set out some objectives within the committee. So we're hoping to increase representation of marginalized groups in craft beer. We're hoping to reduce incidents of discrimination in packaging and advertising and whatnot. And we're hoping to help educate members on how to do better and also to use craft beer as a catalyst for creating community, because we have a really unique circumstance here that we have manufacturing facilities in every corner of the country, small spaces, large cities, and we are speaking to millions of people on our social media every day. So we have the ability to make a difference here, and we just really are recognizing that that we can be leaders in change.
And how can people find out more, comment, or support the work?
So there is a website for Canadian Craft Brewers Association. There is a resources page there that also has a link to a Google form. So if you have tips or resources that we should be using, you can fill that out. And the BC Craft Brewers Guild as well has a website where you can find out more information.
Great. Chloe Smith, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.